AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Firefight within the Republican Party. Nervous party leaders are trying to derail Donald Trump's march to the GOP presidential nomination. Later this morning, Mitt Romney will call Trump a phony and urge fellow Republicans to turn away from him for the good of the party and the country. Now Trump is responding. We'll begin with Shirley Smith on Mitt Romney's firing line.
Former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney says in a speech that he's planning to give in Utah today that Trump is a phony and that, quoting now, his promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. Romney charges that Trump has neither the temperament nor the judgment to be president. He also declares a Trump nomination at the party's convention in Cleveland in July would enable Democrat Hillary Clinton to win the presidency.
This morning, Trump branded Romney a loser.
Mitt Romney is a stiff. Mitt Romney will not get elected. Mitt Romney failed twice and really failed last time.
Donald Trump also told the Today Show's Matt Lauer that he expects the other GOP candidates to go after him tonight at the candidates' debate, and he is ready for them.
When people are hitting you from different angles, from all different angles, unfortunately, Matt, you have to hit back.
Donald Trump on the Today Show this morning. Baltimore police are investigating after a school police officer was seen on video hitting and kicking a young man inside a school. Cell phone video shot by a student shows a school police officer slapping and kicking the young man while another officer stands by. Syria is blacked out. The electricity is out across the war-torn country. We don't know why. State TV is reporting the outage without explaining it and says crews are working to fix it. This is AP Radio News. Police in Vicksburg, Mississippi are urgently looking for a murder suspect who escaped from a county jail yesterday. 33-year-old Raphael McLeod is accused of kidnapping and killing an elderly woman. Sheriff Martin Pace.
Consider this man dangerous. He was armed with a homemade shank when he left the jail. His original charges were rape and murder, and we need him back now.
Moses Brown lives in Vicksburg.
They will capture the guy. You know, I just hope that they captured him soon.
He talked to WJTV. The Vicksburg, Mississippi police chief is warning residents not to leave any weapons in their vehicles and to make sure their homes haven't been broken into. British prosecutors are warning they will go after anyone who creates fake online profiles in somebody else's name. They say they're seeing more and more bogus social media accounts created by those who are trying to harass or intimidate others. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.